This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Foundations, a weekly program brought to you by the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Hello, I'm Esther Smith. Have you ever been called upon to sit on a jury? I haven't, and I'm not sure I want to be in a hurry. I wouldn't want to judge wrongly. God, however, is the perfect judge, and he is perfectly just. Psalm 51 from the Bible tells us a bit about God's justice, punishment for sin, and also compassion. Here's Leanna to read us the first 12 verses of this Psalm 51.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
And now here's Abel to tell us more about the just God.
When you think of God, what words come to your mind? That is, assuming that you don't just think of him as a silly superstition. So you do believe that God is real, which, as far as I'm concerned, is just stating the obvious. What words would you use to describe him? Love? Spirit? Powerful? Big? What about the word just? Do you ever think of the justice of God? It doesn't seem all that common to think about God's justice and all that it implies. To speak of God being a just God is to talk of how he makes judgments. To speak of God as a just God is to speak of how God will punish the guilty. These are not very popular ideas. We'd much rather have a God who lets us do anything we want. You want to give in to a few sinful temptations? Go ahead. I'm going to love you anyway. Just try not to hurt anyone, okay? To say that God gets angry with sin, well, that's just not something that sits too well. God, the loving God, we can handle. God, the just God, maybe not. The thing is, though, if you want to know the real God, you have to know him as he is, not as who you want him to be. But you say, how do you know who this one true God is? What right do you have to tell me that your idea of God is any better than mine? None. I've got no right to tell you that my idea of God is better than yours. But God being a just God, God hating sin, God punishing sin, these are not my ideas. These are the truths that God teaches us about himself in the Bible. The fact of the matter is, God chose himself to be a just God. If we try to downplay the justice of God, then we will invariably end up making God our own creation and worshipping a false god. A lovey-dovey God who is not interested in justice is a figment of our imagination, and as such, he is a false god, an idol. This idea of God being a just judge is prominent throughout the Bible. For instance, in Genesis chapter 18, verse 25, We read of a man named Abraham pleading for Sodom and Gomorrah, cities that God had said he would punish because of their wickedness. Far be it from you to do such a thing, to kill the righteous with the wicked, treating the righteous and the wicked alike. Far be it from you. Will not the judge of all the earth do right? Well, God as judge did the just thing. He did in fact end up destroying Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, perhaps you're thinking that that's the old God, the more violent God, but the God Jesus showed us was much more loving. Well, in the New Testament, Jesus' brother James writes, "You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Do not grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door." And Jesus himself, in referring to his heavenly Father, said, "There is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not accept my words. That very word which I spoke will condemn him at the last day."
You're listening to Foundations on Plains FM 96.9.
Mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgression. Wash away all my iniquity, cleanse me from all my sin. For I know my transgression, and my sin is always before me. Against you only have I sinned, done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak, and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, surely I was sinful at birth. Surely you desire truth, truth in the inward parts, and you teach me wisdom, wisdom in the innermost place. With hyssop make me clean, wash me white, whiter than snow. Oh, let me hear joy and gladness, let the bones you have crushed
me. We read in the Bible about how God will condemn the wicked. God is just. He'll pay back trouble to those who trouble you. He'll punish those who do not know God and who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction. Now, this is not something that we like to think about. Everlasting punishment. Whoa. Maybe we can talk about the Hitlers and Stalins going to hell. Perhaps there are some people so evil that they are beyond saving. But could God send people like you or me to hell? You might wonder about the justness of everlasting punishment. Let the punishment fit the crime. That is true justice. But you see, any sin, even the smallest, is an infinite crime against the infinitely majestic, holy God. And so, the only just solution is infinite suffering. That is not pleasant to think about, but it does clearly show us just what a serious matter sin really is. But now, if God were truly just, wouldn't he reward those who tried to do the right thing? Well, the Bible does talk about righteousness being rewarded. But there's a problem here. We read in Romans chapter 3, as it is written, there is no one righteous, there is no one who does good, not even one. There is no one righteous, there is no one deserving of a reward. You see, the problem is, no one can live up to the standard of God's law. As sinful human beings, it is simply impossible. We all fall short. We are all sinners. How then can anyone even talk about rewards for the righteous? But you know something. The wonderful thing is, believers are rewarded. But this is not something they've earned for themselves. Rather, the reward is simply a gift given graciously to those who follow Jesus. But now, wait a minute here. A reward that's not deserved, but rather it is a gift of grace. Where's the justice in that? If God were truly a just God, then everyone would get exactly what they deserve. The punishment would fit the crime, and since we've all done the crime of sin, then we all deserve to do the time, the eternal time of suffering. And yet, the words of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 9 speak loud and clear about the fate of those who believe in Jesus Christ as their Saviour. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. How is this possible? How can justice be satisfied if everyone is not condemned? Well, justice was satisfied. It was satisfied on the cross of Jesus Christ. The cross is the ultimate demonstration of God's justice, because there the punishment for sins was paid. There Christ experienced the infinite suffering which we ourselves would experience for all eternity. The just deserts of the unrighteous were inflicted upon the ultimately righteous man, that those who believe in him might become righteous with him. You know something? If you do not like to think about how God is a just God, you can't possibly understand the cross. Why? Why would Christ have to die if in fact he was not meeting the requirements of God's perfect justice? The cross makes absolutely no sense apart from the justice of God. Those who deny the justice of God take all meaning out of the cross. Do you know God, the just God? Do you know he has justly punished sin on the cross? Do you believe in Christ as your Lord and Saviour? If you don't, I call on you to repent and believe. Otherwise, you'll experience God's just anger for all eternity. But thanks be to God that there is salvation in Jesus Christ.
That was Abel Landers reading edited material written by Reverend Jim Klausinger. I often feel that good is not a very expressive word, and yet goodness is one of the key attributes of God, and we'll be considering this in our next program, so please tune in on Sunday at 10 a.m. or 10:30 p.m. to hear it. Until then, goodbye from the Foundations team.
You can contact the Foundations team by sending an email to foundationsonplains@gmail.com. Join us for worship on Sunday at the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Our services are at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 63 Cornwall Street.